Hi, this is Teresa, and we're in the studio here at K-Bright Radio with a very special guest today. You know, accidents have a way of happening when we least expect them. And those high-stress moments, the decisions you make can make a massive impact on both your health and your bank account. It can be an incredibly overwhelming process to navigate alone, which is why I am so glad to have our next guest with us. Joining us today is K-Bright's only recommended personal injury attorney for over 10 years, Stephanie Cover with Cover Law. Stephanie, you spend your days helping people find their footage when things feel confusing and uncertain. We're so happy to have you here. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Will you lead us in prayer before we get started?
Sure.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, for every blessing that you bring us, for everything that we can do to serve other people. We love you, Father, and we need your direction in everything we think, do, and say. And we ask for your holy presence now and to be with us and all the listeners the entire day. Thank you, Father, that we can come to you for anything and everything. And thank you for your love for us, because we love you very much. Amen.
Amen. Stephanie, we're so glad you're here. To get us started, could you tell our listeners a little bit about the specific type of cases you and the team at Cover Law handle?
Well, I handle a variety of cases. I handle people that may have tripped and fall or slipped and fall on sidewalks, a restaurant, outdoor mall, a retail store, many in grocery stores, in the produce section. I've handled cases with product liabilities where young men were getting hurt on skateboards because it wasn't made correctly. I think they were trying to cut corners, and they ended up filing bankruptcy, and the skateboard's not on the road anymore, so that's good. People with dog bites. People who've been involved in vehicle accidents, whether it's automobiles, motorcycles, trucks, large commercial vehicles, e-bikes. I've handled cases where people have been burned in buildings, unintentional and intentional. And intentional, the lady went to jail. I've handled a lot of surgery cases and fatalities. And I've actually had a fatality case where the insurance carrier denied the life insurance payment, and then I wrote the appeal to the insurance company, and they changed their mind.
Wow. That's a personal injury for sure. Oh, wow. Most of us hope we're never in that situation, but if it does happen, those first few minutes are critical, right?
Yes, they're definitely critical.
What would you say are the first three things someone should do immediately after an accident to protect themselves and their case?
If it's involving a vehicle, they need to determine if anyone needs an ambulance. If your vehicle is drivable, please take it off the road so it doesn't cause a subsequent collision, and call the police to make a report. Also, if someone has an injury at a public store, a retail store, or anything like that, it's really important to let the management know, because if there's a hazard, they need to remove the hazard, and also they want to have a report as to what happened to that person, because later on when people make claims, many people make claims that maybe aren't true, and so they look to see if there's a record of that person telling the store there was a problem on that day.
Well, what would you say is like one of the biggest mistakes you see people make in those first few hours or days?
If you're injured, you definitely need to contact an attorney, because an insurance company will not be there to help you. The insurance company that will be paying your expenses, your bills, and things like that is a responsible party's insurance company. They're for profit. So a lot of people may have the false thinking that, oh, my insurance will take care of me. Well, it's not your insurance that will take care of you. It's a stranger's who's in a business to make a profit. So you have to be on the defensive. And many times people will take a call and do an interview with an insurance representative, and they don't realize that they're limiting their case. And an injured person may not speak clearly because they're still upset. And they don't have an obligation to do that, especially right away when they were hurt.
That's so true. I have so many friends who assume their insurance company will actually handle everything. It's like so funny. And I'm like, nah, my personal injury says no, that's not the case. So what should people understand about how that process truly works?
If it's an injury, well, actually most injuries, the responsible party's insurance company will call the person and they'll want to take a recorded statement.
Mm-hmm.
And in that recorded statement, they may ask things that you're not thinking about or you're not realizing what the real intent of the question
right.
is. So if you contact someone like me, then I'm there and I don't allow the statements, actually, unless it's important and critical. But because they usually use that as a way to minimize and mitigate what they're going to pay.
So they use it against you and you're there to protect them, sounds like.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So having an attorney is pretty critical in claims like that.
Yeah, it is, because people don't understand the system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like I don't know how to, you know, be a mechanic or a plumber or anything.
Yeah.
So they don't really know what's going on and how they're setting them up with questions.
Yeah.
They're just trying to answer it with an open heart and truth. But I mean, things can get twisted very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And when I represent them, I don't allow it, because I don't let that confusion, because I say a police report gives a statement. You don't need another statement.
Ooh, that's good.
And just different things like that to protect the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my job is to do all their running around and get everything done on the side while they spend their time healing.
Right, exactly. What happens when someone calls your office for the first time?
Well, the receptionist will take their name and number, preferably an email, and then I'll get back to that person. If not that day, the next day, I most certainly will.
Okay, great. So within 24 hours, so it's very quick.
Yes.
A lot of people hesitate to call an attorney because they're worried about the cost. I'm probably one of those people who didn't know, but now that I know you, I do know how it works. But for those who are listening, how does that process actually work with you?
Okay. With me, it's a contingency fee system. So what it is after the person heals from their injury and we agree to a settlement, then I make sure that I know what's owed on the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end of it, the client gets paid. Any medical providers that are outstanding, they get paid. And then I get my fees. And I also will front costs in the case. And so I get reimbursed for those costs.
Wow. So you're talking about like medical bills. Is that what you mean by bills?
Yeah, a lot of places, they have a fee to get the medical records.
Oh.
Also, police reports, mm-hmm. they charge. I mean...
Oh, I didn't know that.
People will try to charge you anyway, which way that they can.
That
and
makes
if there's
sense.
A way that the client feels fine and wants to do it because they don't want to incur those charges,
mm-hmm.
Depending upon what it is, I have no problem with them getting the information. But medical, they don't give the patient the same as they will the attorney.
Wow. That's good to know.
Yeah.
If someone listening today is in an accident tomorrow, what's the one piece of advice you would want them to remember?
I would want them to remember that to make sure that you and everyone in your vehicle are safe, whether it's your health or whether it's seeing a healthcare provider or anything like that. It's so important. Also, the first minutes are the most important, or the first hours, because attorneys use the word evidence dissipates. And what that means is evidence disappears. Mm-hmm. For example, if you mm-hmm. have disputed liability and right after the accident, you can see skid marks. You can see where debris is on the ground,
mm-hmm.
glass, vehicle parts. I mean, witnesses are usually ready to talk right after it happened because of the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, they start thinking and hesitating and saying, no, I better not say anything. And you really need to have the information, the truth.
Yeah. I can recall a time where I was in that situation and I saw something and I was like, just like you just said right now, I was ready. Like, okay, I will give you my statement right now. And then they called me like 2 weeks later. I was like, what accident? I'm done with that. I don't know even.
Right.
I don't even remember what happened. What did exactly. I eat yesterday? Like, what? So I completely agree that timing is everything. First few hours are most important, like Stephanie says. I want to thank you so much for just being on the show and really teaching our listeners what to do in an accident, whether it's a car accident or any personal injury. I would definitely recommend for the last 10 plus years, Stephanie, you've been on our station. So we have so many stories of how much you've helped them. And I personally even have given your number to a lot of my friends. And so I know that you are helping people and really changing the outcome of people's lives. It is a game changer. Having an attorney is really, really crucial, especially when everyone is trying to give you all these fees and make you pay everything out of your own pocket. And then they're trying to make sure that you don't get everything you're supposed to get, because they know you're by yourself and alone. But with an attorney like you, Stephanie, I know it makes such a huge difference. Any final words for our listeners?
The main thing is that don't let someone take advantage of you. I know a lot of times Christians say, oh, I'm not supposed to do this. Well, you don't know what you're doing. You're asking for restitution. You're asking to be repaid because you've been wrong. Like, for example, you get in a car and you feel one way, you get in an accident, you feel another. So it's just compensation for that time frame that you were out of pocket, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way of making yourself whole physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone listening has been in an accident and wants to know their rights, reach out to the only personal injury attorney Kay Bright recommends. That's Stephanie Cover of Cover Law. You can find all of Stephanie's information and how to reach her on our Kay Bright advertisers page at kbrightradio.com. Thank you again, Stephanie, for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you very much for having me. I greatly appreciate it, Teresa.
This has been In the Studio, a public affairs presentation of the Crawford Media Group. Please email us your comments, suggestions, and ideas to publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Again, that's publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com.